Utica fire officials released the cause of the fatal Schuyler Street fire that happened just a month ago on May 9th in West Utica that resulted in the death of four people, three young children, and their mother. And joining us right now is Chief Fire Marshal Raymond Beck for the City of Utica. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good. So the investigation's concluded. It's been about a month since the fire. What's the results? What did you guys find?
Once we've sent the evidence out for forensic analysts, we did get a verbal report that indicated that the use of a reptile heating lamp was the cause of the fire.
And this is like the standard heating lamp that would be in a reptile cage to keep the temperature up. A lot of people were wondering, when I was telling people that, they're like, well, what's a reptile lamp? And it's a heating lamp, pretty much.
Right. And, you know, just to clarify, this was actually used with an aquarium. It was attached to it. It was not in it.
Okay.
But it was used more or less as a light fixture.
How hot can these lamps get? How did it go from the lamp to that blazing inferno?
Well, depending on the size of the bulb, you know, that'll give off so many BTUs. But again, the problem with fire investigations is that majority of your evidence is burned. So
right.
Whether there was combustibles too close to this, you know, that was unable to be determined. The size of the bulb was not able to be determined because that was consumed in the fire. And this actually had an aluminum shield that was attached to it, and that was also consumed by the fire, just melted into a glob.
Oh,
and, you know, typically an aluminum alloy will melt at about 1,000 to 1,200 degrees. So
wow.
If it was pure aluminum, you know, temperature raises up to about 1,200 degrees as its melting point. So, you know, the fire was, you know, quite hot.
And that was in the dining room area, correct, of the house?
Right. That's what we, during the course of our reports, that was what we referred to it as. The front room was the living room. This middle room we referred to as the dining room. And then behind that was the kitchen.
I saw a report that it looked like the heat lamp started something on fire. We don't know what it is. And it spread out the window up to the siding. Is that how it went down?
What happens is that, you know, once the fire is initiated, the plume of smoke, heat gases will actually rise. And, you know, in this case, it ignited, continued to ignite the materials on the walls. And then it rises up to the ceiling. Once it hits the ceiling, it starts to mushroom down.
Right.
And that's when the heated gases kind of flow across the ceiling of the rooms. But eventually it got to the point where the windows failed and it vented out the windows. Now that introduces additional oxygen, which is going to make the fire that much more intense.
And I know when it happened, you guys really attributed the size of the fire to and how quickly it spread to that siding that you guys called the gasoline siding.
Correct. As the fire vented, you know, it vented out that dining room window that went up that north side of the building and actually, you know, blocked the, you know, what would have been an exit out of one of the bedrooms, you know, because, you know, the fire was so intense
mm-hmm.
that the occupants would have never been able to get out of that building.
Hmm.
Now, the same happened in the front of the building. Once the fire vented out those windows, it ignited the siding again. You had intense fire. But in addition to that, the gas meters were below that window, and the heat radiated down on the pressure reducing valve, and something in there melted and released the natural gas, which intensified the fire right. out front even more.
So that's how the gas line ruptured. Then it was due to the heat,
right? And it was actually a valve. It was, you know, it was a line.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because when you think of a gas line rupturing, you think of this big pipe with a hole punched in it. So it was more of a valve that kind of malfunctioned,
right.
due to the heat.
That's correct.
Could this have been prevented in any way? I mean, what do you, you know, a lot of people have these lamps in their house, you know, turtles, snakes, reptiles. How can people really prevent something like this from happening to their house?
Right. You know, in this case, you know, we don't have you know, an indication of what size bulb was used and what position it was in. Again, the forensic analysis just indicated that, you know, this was the cause. But, I mean, if this was, you know, some other case, you know, you always want to use a device according to the manufacturer specifications. So if it states that there needs to be so much clearance or if there's a specific size bulb, right, you know, that's what you need to do. You know, with this fire here, I mean, it, you know, I don't believe there was anything that could have been done to prevent. I mean, there are accidental fires, and we're not going to stop all of them from occurring.
Right.
You know, if this was a unattended cooking fire or a candle fire, you know, there's specific programs that we have where, you know, we go out into the public and, you know, we give them those fire safety tips to keep combustibles 3 feet away from the stove or to have a candle in a sturdy holder. So, I mean, with this, again, with not having all the information, you can't really speculate as to whether something was too close or if the bulb was too large.
Right.
Chief Fire Marshal Raymond Beck, thank you so much for joining us. And I think the whole community is really not relieved to find out what happened, but they were certainly, it's a little closure for the whole situation.
Yeah, I think so. You know, and there was you know, a lot of information out there during the course of the investigation that, you know, this was an intentionally set fire, that someone firebombed the outside of the building, and you know, our investigation proved otherwise. There was no indication of any type of ignitable liquid, so, you know, in the building or outside the building.
So then the possibility of this was an arson is 100% ruled out then?
That's correct.
Okay, excellent. Well, it certainly solves a lot of questions that the community had out there. So we want to thank you for joining us, Fire Marshal.
Thank you.